It happened the day she started painting again, forcing herself to get up by 10 and using the daylight to copy a Georgia O'Keeffe she'd always loved. Not flowers or skulls. A gray, vertical New York City scene from O'Keeffe's early days. Pure genius, no way she could hope to capture it, but the struggle would be good. It had been months since she'd lifted a brush, and starting out was rough. But by 2 p.m. she was in the groove, doing pretty well, she thought. At 6 she sat down to appraise her work and fell asleep on the living room couch. A call from the station woke her up at 1:15 a.m. "Multiple 187s at the Paradiso Club, sunset near Western, all hands on deck," said the dispatcher. "It's probably on TV already." Petra flicked on the tube as she headed for the shower. The first network she tried was running the story. A bunch of kids shot outside the Paradiso. Some sort of hip-hop concert, an altercation in the parking lot, gun barrel poking out of a car window. 4 bodies. By the time Petra got there, the area had been cordoned and the victims were covered with coroner's tarp. A quartet of bundles, lying at random angles under a blue-black Hollywood sky. The corner of one of the tarps had blown loose, revealing a sneakered foot. Pink sneaker, smallish. High-intensity lights turned the parking lot glossy. What looked to be over 100 kids, some of whom were way too young to be out this late, had been divided into several groups, shunted off to the side and guarded by uniformed officers. 5 groups, all potential witnesses. The Paradiso, a movie theater turned evangelical church turned concert venue, could seat over 1,000. These kids were the chosen few. Petra looked for other detectives, spotted Abrams, Montoya, Dilbeck, and Haas. Now that she was here, 5 Ds for 5 groups. McDonald Dilbeck was a D3 with over 30 years' experience, and he'd be the boss on this one. She headed over to him. When she was 10 yards away, he waved. Mac was a 61-year-old ex-Marine with silver, brill-creamed hair and a gray sharkskin suit just as glossy. Skinny, rounded lapels marked the garment as a vintage collectible, but she knew he'd bought it new. A 5'8 fireplug, Mac wore aqua velva, a faux ruby high school ring, and an LAPD tie bar. He lived in Simi Valley, and his civilian ride was an old caddy. On weekends, he rode horses and Harleys. Married for 40 years, Semper Fi tattoo on his biceps. Petra judged him smarter than most doctors and lawyers she'd met. He said, "Sorry for screwing up your vacation." His eyes were tired, but his posture was perfect. "Looks like we need all the help we can get." Mac's mouth turned down. It was a massacre. 4 children. He drew her away from the bodies, toward the double-width driveway that led out to Western Avenue. They faced thin, early morning traffic. The concert ended at 11:30, but kids hung around in the parking lot, smoking, drinking, the typical shenanigans. Cars were leaving, but one reversed direction and backed up toward the crowd. Slowly, so no one noticed. Then an arm stuck out and started shooting. Security guard was too far to see it, but he heard a dozen shots. 4 hits, all fatal. Looks like a 9mm. Petra glanced at the nearest group of kids. They don't look hardcore. What kind of concert was it? Your basic lightweight hip-hop, dance remixes, some Latin stuff. Nothing gangsta. Despite the horror, Petra felt a smile coming on. Nothing gangsta? Dilbeck shrugged. Grandkids. From what we're hearing, it was a well-behaved crowd. Couple of ejections for alcohol, but nothing serious. Who got ejected? 3 boys from the valley. White, harmless, their parents picked them up. This wasn't about that, Petra. But what it was about, who knows? Including our potential witnesses. Nothing? Said Petra. Dilbeck covered his eyes with one hand, used the other to blanket his mouth. These are the kids unlucky enough to be sticking around when the black and whites arrived. All we've got out of them is a relatively consistent description of the shooter's car. Small, black or dark blue or dark gray, most likely a Honda or a Toyota with chrome rims. Not a single digit of license plate. When the shooting started, everyone dropped or ducked or ran. But all these kids hung around. Uniforms arrived within 2 minutes. Code 3, said Dilbeck. didn't let anyone leave. Who called it in? At least 8 people. The official informant's a bouncer. He frowned. The Vicks are 2 boys and 2 girls. How old? We ID'd 3. 15, 15, and 17. The 4th, one of the girls, had no paper on her. Nothing at all? Dilbeck shook his head. Some poor parents are going to worry a lot and then hear the bad news. It stinks, doesn't it? Maybe I should fold my tent. He'd been talking retirement for as long as Petra had known him. She said, I'll fold before you will. Probably, he admitted. I'd like a look at the bodies before they get taken away. Look to your heart's content, and then have a go at that nearest group, the one over there.